This podcast is presented by Chicago Sports Nation. Chicago Sports Nation, enhancing your Chicago sports fan experience. Welcome to White Sox Nation Podcast, which is brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get the all-new and approved Lawnmower 4.0 on Manscaped.com and use our code CHI, C-H-I, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. So this is your host, Jack Thiel. Once again, thank you all for tuning in. Today, we're going to look at the past week's matchups. We're also going to talk about possible trade targets, as a name has been rumored in a trade for the White Sox. We'll talk about that, give our takes on that, why the Houston Astros series maybe gave us a little wake-up call, but not a call to where we need to panic. And lastly, we're going to talk about how what the White Sox should do with Yermin Mercedes, as he has been slumping. So with that being said, let's get right into the action. So the White Sox, in terms of winning percentages and opponents, this is going to be their third toughest week. They started off with the Tampa Bay Rays on Monday. They lost that game 5-2, but came back to win 3-0 on Tuesday and 8-7 on Wednesday. Then they traveled to the Houston Astros for a four-game series and got swept. They lost 10-2 on Thursday, 2-1 on Friday, 7-3 on Saturday, and 8-2 on Sunday. A little bit of a wake-up call as the White Sox go 2-5 this week. Probably one of their worst weeks since the beginning of the season. So you look at that, obviously, it's never good to get swept, especially in four games against a playoff team who you might have to see in a couple of months when it comes in October. But, so why was that series a wake-up call but not a panic call? The reason it's a wake-up call is the White Sox need reinforcements. And the reason being is that their guys, I should say, Yoan Moncada, Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, haven't really been playing their best baseball as of late. And I think they're getting tired out there. I think they're getting worn down just because with the injuries to Luis, Aloy, obviously, Kopech, I know it's another side, but still. And Madrigal, with the injuries, it's kind of wearing down the players. And, they're probably having to play more and more and more and using more energy than they probably would have to if those guys were on the team. And you can see how the offense has been in a little bit of a slump in that four-game set against the Astros. And I think that's where it comes into play. So why, and the reason why it's not a panic is because we know the White Sox are good. We also know they're undermanned. So I don't think it's to where you panic about the White Sox and question this team's ability to win baseball games. It was a four-game series. You're going to have times like this where you maybe lose four straight or you go into a little bit of a slump. That's every team does this in baseball. If there was a team that didn't do it, they would be having the best record in the MLB in the history. So this is normal for teams to have a slump, and it's not like it came against a really bad team. It came against a playoff-caliber team with MVP candidates in the Houston Astros. So it's not like it was a cupcake team. This was a great team they played. And unfortunately, it didn't go their way. You can see that the White Sox are missing those injured guys and that they're going to have to be making a move soon, which we'll talk about later. But still, I think for the White Sox and White Sox fans, you don't really need to panic about what happened in Houston. Yes, you're a little worried that you lost four straight, but you take a look at it, you're like, all right, we saw them. We'll be ready for them the next time we play them. And that's all you can really do. I mean, the White Sox are undermanned right now, and I think that's what the series showed, is that they are going to have to be buyers at the trade deadline, meaning that prospects are going to have to be traded. Maybe not your best ones, but maybe some to where you get a decent player or an average role player just because the White Sox need that at the moment. So when I look at this series, I'm not panicking. I'm not, running back and forth, losing my hair. I look at it. I'm like, all right, good job by Houston. We'll see you soon, and we'll be ready. I think that's how you have to look at it, and that's why it's important. So next is that, since we're talking about reinforcements, we're going to talk about one of those guys that could be a reinforcement, and that's going to be Eduardo Escobar. He has been rumored with trade talks and the White Sox, and why is a guy like Eduardo Escobar a good fit for the White Sox, you may ask. One reason is because he is an infielder as well as can play some outfield. But the infield part is more pivotal because he would take over Nick Madrigal's spot. And no offense to Danny Mendick or Leary Garcia, but those guys for a World Series team can't be everyday players. Now, the thing about Eduardo Escobar is he got injured on Sunday in terms of a tightness in the right quad, but the D-backs manager said that it was precautionary. So, some good, some bad there. So, if he is healthy, I mean, the Diamondbacks do have the worst record, and he gets paid $7.5 million a year. And I think that would fit well with the White Sox. He's a nice bat, especially against right-handed pitching, so it gives you that lefty bat. And he used to play for the White Sox, honestly, if you do remember that, when he was signed by the White Sox as an amateur free agent back in 2006. He played them for a couple of games, but nothing much. But he's been a great hitter as he's batting .240, a .288 on base percentage, but he has 15 numbers as that he is, you know, hitting the ball. And that would be one, he would be a top three home run hitter for the White Sox in terms of how many home runs he's hit this year. So that already addition would be nice. And I feel like that's why you maybe need to have Eduardo Escobar trade. Now, I don't think you give a lot away for him. I think maybe, you know, not even at the, maybe one top 10 prospect. It'd be kind of close, but I mean, he has 15 home runs, 45 RBIs. Like I said, he can play multiple positions. He's also played the outfield. So he's got that versatility the White Sox would really like. Especially if you're going to have Nick Madrigal next year, the guy can just come in and help the White Sox because he only has 1 year remaining. And so you assume the White Sox probably wouldn't have to give that much. And you can also put Leary Garcia in the outfield and reduce Danny Mendick's role. But I think Eduardo Escobar would be a nice signing for the White Sox. But all I'm going to say is this, that the White Sox need to do more than just Eduardo Escobar. But he has been the, the talk of trades for the Chicago White Sox. He has been the name rumored around. He's been the guy that's lately in, you know, connection with the White Sox for a trade. So interesting to see how that works. I do think he'd be a nice addition for just 1 year. But I will say is he can't be the only move the White Sox make. There has to be a lot more moves the White Sox make. But I think Eduardo Escobar would be a good start. So next is, before we go to our break, is going to be about Yermin Mercedes. The Yerminator seems like he has been toasted. And the reason I just say that is because this week against the Astros, or this week in general, I should say, he went 0-for-19 with 9 strikeouts. Obviously, that's not good. I mean, that's not good in general. Ever since May 17th, he's batting .167. Obviously, not good because he needs to play better if he's going to start. So what do you do with Yermin Mercedes? He's just not hitting the ball. He's striking out a lot. He's not even getting on base. It seems like his two-strike approach has really hurt him. From May 1st to June 20th, he's hitting .184, an on-base percentage of .248, and a slugging of .259, which is really bad. So, what do you do about that? You might have to send him down. And I know that's unfortunate to say just because of how big of a piece he's been early in the season. But I feel like you need to send him down and give Zach Collins more at-bats in the DH hole. Yermann is just not seeing the ball well. You know, ever since that 3-0 home run, he's only hit one. He's got 9 RBIs, 22 strikeouts, and 17 weighted runs created, which is pretty bad. So I think it's time to maybe send him down, maybe let him refocus, try out some things in AAA. But I think you need to send him down maybe or cut his playing time just because he has shown that the Yerm sanity is kind of over right now. And that's unfortunate to say because he was such a fun player to watch. And, you know, I really enjoyed it. But unfortunately, this is how baseball is. You can be one of the best players or the hottest players in the league, and then you can go to being one of the coldest and worst hitters in the league. And right now, that's been Yermann Mercedes. So I think for Yermann, you might be seeing him call down in AAA maybe pretty soon. And hopefully that, you know, motivates him to get better, you know, work out the kinks at the plate and work his way back up, because I'd love to see him back up. But right now, Yermann needs help and he needs to work on his stuff. So now we're going to go to our ads by Anchor and Manscaped, which is sponsoring today's show. And then after that, we're going to talk about this week's series and give our bold predictions, which is brought to you by Manscaped. So make sure you use our code CHI, CHI, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. And trust me, you guys need to get the all new and approved Lawnmower 4.0. It does wonders. Trust me. So let's go to our ads. Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the US and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CHI, CHI, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, CHI, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, CHI, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use the code CHI. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. We're back here at White Sox Nation Podcast, which is brought to you by Manscaped. Use our code CHI, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. If you're just joining us here today, we've talked about the White Sox series with the Astros, why you shouldn't panic, what the White Sox should do in terms of trade, and how one guy has been linked to the White Sox early, and how maybe it is time for Yermann Mercedes to get a reality check. So this week, the White Sox have two series, a two-game set with the Pittsburgh Pirates starting on Tuesday night, and a three-game set at home against the Seattle Mariners, which will be the first game in 100% capacity this year. So on Tuesday, the White Sox face the Pittsburgh Pirates, and on the mound for the Chicago White Sox, it's going to be Lucas Giolito, who has thrown a no-hitter against the Pirates, and the left-hander, Tyler Anderson, for the Pirates. And then on Wednesday at 11:35, it's going to be Dylan Cease and Chase DeJong for the Pirates. And then when Seattle comes to the Chi-Town for a three-game set, on Friday night, it'll be UC Kikuchi, the lefty, and Carlos Rodon. And on Saturday, it's going to be Logan Gilbert and Lance Lynn. And on Saturday, and on Sunday, I should say, that rounded out, it'll be Marco Gonzalez, the left-hander, and Dallas Keuchel. So, favorable for the White Sox. The Mariners have been on a hot streak as of late. They've swept a four-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. They have 85 home runs as a team, which is not that bad. Pretty good, actually. The ERA is what really hurts them the most, and their batting average. But in all honesty, I think the Sox should go 5-0. You lose four straight to the Astros. Now that's just a fuel. You're going to play the Pirates for two, which is easy. And then you're going to play the Mariners in 100% capacity at guaranteed rate. You need to come out and show out for your fans as well. So I think the White Sox should go 5-0. There's no reason not to. They're a good baseball team. And I think in terms of their playing, they need to play better. And what's a better way to start? A little tune-up game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then you're going to play the Mariners in front of 100% fans. So I think it's time for the White Sox to turn up here for a little five. I think they go 5-0, and they should. 4-1 might be all right, but if they go 3-2 this week, I think that's a failure in terms of this week. They need to play better than that just because they are better than that. So here are your bold predictions, which are brought to you by Manscaped once again. The first bold prediction will be that Lucas Giolito strikes out 12 against the Pirates. He threw the no-hitter, don't forget. So I think if he, can be the Lucas Giolito we know, I think he'll strike out 12 against the Pirates. Next one is that the White Sox acquire Eduardo Escobar this week. Obviously, that's not part of the series, but I think if they do acquire him, that it could be this week before it's too late. Number three, I think Yasmani Grandal has himself a multi-home run game. Yasmani has been seeing the ball very well lately. I know the average doesn't show for it, but he has been really hitting the ball. And I think this week, especially maybe in Pittsburgh, where right field's a little short, that he can get a hold of ones and maybe hit it into the water. My other bold prediction will be that the pitching staff only gives up 2 earned runs a game. So 2 earned runs or less in every game played this week. I think for the rotation, it was a rough week for them. You gave up 10, 7, and 8 to the Astros. A little bit of a wake-up call. I think they're going to come out and shove. And my last bold prediction of this show will be that Yoan Moncada has himself 4 extra base hits this week. I think Yoan is a guy who, obviously, he can barrel the ball and find the gaps. I feel like this week that he might be able to do more than that. I feel like maybe we'll be able to find the over the wall or just the gaps in general for a double, possibly a triple. So I think 4 extra base hits for Yoan Moncada. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Use our code CHI, CHI, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. And you can remember that we are live every Monday on Spotify and Apple Music. You can also tune into any of our previous podcasts on Spotify and Apple Music and all podcasting platforms as well. Once again, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Everybody needs to get that new Lawnmower 4.0. Trust me when I say it does wonders for you. I promise you. This is your host, Jack Thiel, signing off and saying, have a great day, everybody.